Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Also, take a wake-up call if you guys want to call in. Talk to us about the Atlanta Braves. What's your confidence level that the Braves can make the playoffs? It's time to have the conversation. Unfortunately, it is June, and they're not playing well. It was supposed to be a get-right series against the Diamondbacks for the Braves. Turns out, it's a get-right series for the Diamondbacks against the Braves.
Yeah.
It is what it is at that point. But, you know, hopefully they can get back right tonight with Chris Sale on the bump.
One other thing we brought up in the wake-up call is you can rate Mike's nickname for Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, dude, I'm all over this.
The Echo Chamber. So I had one hit me because, you know, what I noticed when we were driving down there yesterday, as soon as we pulled into Atlanta Motor Speedway, is the lime green going all,
yes,
all the way around.
Yep.
What if it's the green machine?
The green machine. I really like that. It's kind of catchy. The green mile and a half. Yeah. I'm just telling you, one of these is going to stick. We're going to come up with the new name. They're going to, like 3 years from now,
yeah,
they're going to have it painted on, like, the backstretch, whatever we come up with.
Yes,
I'm just picturing that they're going to have it painted on the wall back there, and it's going to be the green machine.
This is
the
a green very mile and a half. Important name that we, yeah, are choosing.
The Echo Chamber, I'm telling you, the Echo Chamber, and it's a seven-year deal with the Atlanta Motor Speedway and Echo Park, and listen, Brandon Hutchinson, the guys down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, if you're listening, I said a minute ago, I just want some tickets for the rest of my life. Maybe a camper spot. Maybe on Motorhome Ridge on the backstretch. Yeah, I'll take one of those just for life if my thing sticks. So
when
we'll see.
We were down there yesterday, Governor Brian Kemp was there as well. And yep. Who drove him around the track?
Ross Chastain.
Okay.
Ross Chastain, who was the winner of the Coke 600 a week ago.
How nervous would you be driving the governor around that track?
How nervous would you be if you're the governor and you're going, probably, well, I have to imagine they were going at least 120.
It was cooking.
In just an Echo Park car. Like, it was like a used car that they were going, an SUV. So, yeah, both ways.
I would be terrified, especially. I think security detail was even in, yeah, the car with them.
You guys can continue to weigh in at 929 Morning Shift. Who won the debate between – which one Wednesday debate between Dylan and Allie? Also, look, Braves, we're talking about the Braves all day today. What's your confidence the Braves can actually do something and make the playoffs? You brought in Freddy Gonzalez. He's coaching third base last night. Got to wave a couple of runners home. But in the end, Spencer Strider not doing Spencer Strider things, giving up a few taters. And you fall to the Diamondbacks with a couple of late runs tacked on to Rafael Montero. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Marine Tim. Marine Tim's over in Atlanta. What's going on, buddy? Good morning.
How are y'all doing today?
Living the dream.
I have to say, I absolutely loved your nickname for the racetrack.
Yes, let's go.
Echo Chamber? Is that the one?
Yeah.
It's going to catch on.
I love that.
I'm telling you, we're doing this thing.
Yeah, and Allie, you absolutely beat him. You absolutely tore him apart.
Tore him limb from limb, Tim.
Which one was that did it for you, Tim?
Oh, man, I love
it. Well, to me, his first answer was retarded. Basketball is not going to do you more physical good than running.
Yep.
Okay, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So Marine Tim obviously weighing in, saying Allie takes the trophy, man. It is what it is.
Unfortunately, though, on Twitter we have a different opinion from Jared Gullickson. He says, winner is Dylan because of the Greek food. Listen, Jared, there were so many questions where I totally beat Dylan. Is that the one we're really going to hang this on? The food? Because I understand Mexican food is delicious. The cream, the salsa, all of it, the cheese. Like, yeah. I get it. It's delicious. I just have more options with Greek food.
Yeah. That's what happens. It is what it is. I got a lot of options with either one, so I'm good.
I'll just say this: which one is for the people? You know, it may not necessarily cater to the vegans. I'm sorry.
Listen, always an outlier. Our buddy Will Phillips, he wanted to weigh in on one of the questions. He's the president of the Mafia, by the way. Ding. And that's the first ding of the day. Also, he says, we all know Squid was hungover because all those White Claws he was drinking last night. Oh. I will say, look, I'm not going to put him on the White Claws, but Squid has more drinks. Like, he has a drink for every situation, and none of them are like the same liquor or beer. It's crazy.
Right.
It's like this beer at a racetrack, this beer at home grilling, or this bourbon for this night, or when if I'm going to a friend's house, I'll go to this restaurant, it's a White Russian, this restaurant, it's a transfusion. It's like, dude, I don't know how you're not hungover every single time you drink.
There are some people that are just built different, and they can drink. I'm not going to say he drinks every night, but he, you know, has certain drinks for different events, like you were saying, and they're just not affected by it the next day. Bo is one of those people. That is his superpower. I'm very jealous of that. Please don't tell him.
Yeah.
But if you guys were asking about that challenge the other day about drinking 9 beers during a game, I'm like, I would need a week off because if I have a beer, I am flatlined the next day. I'm just so, so tired. So I have to pick and choose very carefully.
What was the challenge? I saw the challenge online where a guy did 24 hamburgers, 24 beers, and hiked 24 miles.
Yeah.
In 24 hours, maybe?
Yes, which is crazy. In 24 hours.
Hiking 24 miles alone in 24 hours is, you're a beast.
Well, it's less than a marathon.
Yeah, yeah. But hiking, especially if you go to the wrong place, like you, dude, the uphill climbs, that will knock you out, especially with like a backpack on or whatever it is. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in whether or not you think Bo is hungover. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. We also got Ed says, down goes Dylan. Down goes Matthews. He said he had you getting knocked out.
Tish as well said we were both wrong because the superior Powerade is grape. That wasn't an option, Tish.
Wow. Yeah, it is which one. There's two options of which one.
And grape is not.
No, you know what's
funny?
Not it.
You know what's funny? I don't. Any of the three that have been mentioned are not mine.
What's yours?
I'm a fruit punch.
Okay,
I'm
red.
All about the red.
Fruit
man.
Punch used
red
to be life. Mine, but I blue, once I was turned on a blue, I could never go back.
Yeah. Also, Jake Major making a joke. He said, has it been 6 weeks since the baby was born? I know what you're trying to do there, Jake. All right, you're not getting it past me. I know what you're trying to do there, asking about the 6 week checkup, man. You keep that thing. Keep that thing G rated, Jake. Look, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's head over to, there he is, president of Mike's Mafia. Get the horns ready, Dylan. This is Will. Allie, I'd like to introduce you to Will. Welcome back, Will.
Well, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Nice to meet you, Will.
You too, Allie. You too.
Mike Mafia. Yo.
So, Dylan, you're my boy. Mike's my boy. But Allie totally smoked you just from the first question, bro.
Yes!
Dang.
I've played basketball, but I've also been a runner. And when you get in that runner's high, that euphoria you feel, you just zone out. Like, there's nothing greater than that. But
I feel you on that.
Yeah, she smoked you from the first question.
You're just unstoppable. It's unbelievable to me, though, Dylan, that you truly thought, like, throwing a basketball, saying that's going to give you some muscle mass.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, you got us all on track with that one.
Well, one, we don't throw basketballs, Allie. We shoot basketballs.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put that
that's
out.
A good point.
But,
that's a good point.
But I mean, the debate's over, though. It does work out some of the muscles. Like I said, when you're if you're a post man like myself, you know you're using legs.
Stop. Okay.
What?
Stop.
Using some other leg muscles in there to, you know, stop the guy from trying to back you down.
You're one line short of being Squid Billy at this point. You're a meat
man.
I'm saying
there's some other muscles you can work out. There's some upper body, you know,
There were just so many other arguments you could have made for basketball as opposed to, like, the muscle mass. Like, you could have said it gets your aggression out because you're playing against someone. There's competition. There's just other things you could have gone with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I have a wake-up call for myself. I don't know if you guys have ever been in this situation. I don't remember the last time I was jealous of my parents. It had to have been when I was a youth. Last night, my parents sent me a picture, and I have never been more jealous. My dad has not had a new car probably, I don't know, a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm probably not 20 years, but a little less. I went out and bought a Jeep last night.
Oh.
Dude, and it's sick. It's white, ragtop. Like, I'm going to see my parents this weekend, and I'm like, dude, I'm going to put the kid seats in the back of this Jeep. We're taking the top off, and we're going cruising down to the beach because they live in Perdido, Florida.
Like, it's like one of the regular type of Jeep, like a Wrangler? Like,
yeah,
the box,
yeah, it's a Jeep Wrangler, nice, with the drop top, man, like the whole bit. And my dad, he deserves it. He's retired. But, man, he is never the kind of guy to go buy a new car. When I saw the picture, I was like, dude.
Oh, wait, I have a follow-up. Removable doors or no?
In the doors? Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so the whole nine?
Yeah.
Oh, I think most Jeeps Wranglers.
I don't know if, like, the older Jeeps, but, right, yeah, I think most Jeeps have the removable doors.
Oh, okay.
They're like Legos.
I borrowed, and people, Falcons fans, remember Joe Holly, who played center, and he did an NFL Films deal where he announced that he was leaving football and he was going to travel the United States in his van. He started a blog and a vlog called Man Van Dog Blog. Now, he doesn't do it anymore. He, like, started, like, a commune in Texas, and he just lives there and host other van people to come stay on his land.
Okay.
You know, he's a little bit of a hippie. That's all right. Still love him. But he had a Jeep when he decided this. Like, he had a Jeep. And he asked me if I could keep it for him because he still wanted the Jeep when he was done traveling, mm-hmm, in the van. Dude, let me tell you something. He was on the road for like a year and a half.
Okay.
I'm not sure I ever put the doors on the Jeep while he was gone. And I just parked it in my garage. And every few days, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I need to run Joe's Jeep, make sure the engine's good. And I would back that thing. Dude, I would tear the streets of Atlanta up in that thing. I was all over the place. Doors off, top off, the whole bit. I did get caught in a rainstorm one time, which was unfortunate. But nonetheless, man, happy for my dad. That's like, I wouldn't say it's a dream car. It's not something I'm going to go buy right now because of the kids and everything we have to do with them. But, and also I don't fit very well, but I'm going to have a Jeep at one point in my life.
Now. It sounds like this weekend you're going to be living like a country music video.
Yes.
Like driving,
yes,
on the beach.
Look, I'm going to take my kids. Me and my dad are going to take my kids for a ride with their car seats in the back of the Jeep with the top off. And then I'm going to be like, all right, mom, you got the kids for the day. I'm taking the Jeep. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I'm probably going to go bother my wife who's on a girls trip down in the same area. I'm going to be like, hey. Get in the Jeep.
You cannot crash a girl's trip. Yeah. That is not a good idea.
All right, stick with us. We got to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about those Atlanta Braves. And look, I want to continue to hear from you guys on the Twitter, or even if you want to call in. I want to know, how confident are you that the Atlanta Braves can still make the postseason? 1 through 10. Right now, I'm about a 3, and that's as low as I've been in years for the Atlanta Braves. I don't see it. Somebody call in and tell me why I'm wrong. It's Mike, it's Allie, it's Dylan. It's the Morning Shift. Stick with us. Sports Radio 92.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 8:22 with Mike, Ally Mac, Dylan, and Bo is hungover at home. Maybe. I mean, I really just think he's probably sleeping because he does have a tolerance, so I'm sure he had a great time at Metallica last night.
There is nothing, and I mean nothing in this world that is worse than being hungover with a newborn infant in your house. It is, it's bad, so hopefully he was able to stay on the right side of sobriety last night.
Do you think this was his first time really hitting it hard with the newborn?
I think it's the first time that he and his wife both probably hit it.
Okay.
You know, at the same time. So then it becomes a tag team match for who's getting out of the bed and dealing with the crying baby. Or maybe the mother-in-law is still involved this morning. I don't know, but we'll see. It's going to be quite the story tomorrow, I can already tell you.
Well, obviously, Bo took the day off. I hope Amy did as well. They both deserve a day off. Last night, Braves were not off, but they are still in a rough patch. We welcome the Diamondbacks to Truist. Fell 8-3. Spencer Strider just looked defeated after the game. He knows he is off right now.
Yeah.
And he's frustrated with himself.
Yeah, there's no
doubt. We're all frustrated, but it's still that realignment time.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at Spencer Strider, and you're right, he gives us the home run last night. And I don't remember which home run it was because he gave up three, but he didn't even look. Like, yeah. He was just like, I'm not turning around for that one.
And there was one where Ronald Acuna Jr. just didn't
he didn't budge
he didn't
either.
Move.
I don't know if that was Kettle Marte. I think
it was the one off Montero.
Yeah, that was a tater. We overuse the word tater. That was a tater. And speaking of which, it sounds like Steakhouse is going to have Chipper Jones on today. So I'm sure and that's where they got the word tater from. and yickities and all the other kind of things that we throw out there. No, I think Spencer Strider is still getting there, right? And that's what I've been trying to tell myself. You look at it. And we were all like, can't wait till Spencer Strider comes back. And then he comes back, and then he has the hamstring issue, and then all of a sudden he's back on the shelf. And now he's had three starts. He's lost all three of them. Long balls flying out of the park. It's just simply, and I know that we've talked a little about it. The conversation is ongoing. I know Grant's talked about this as well, about the velocity. 95 instead of the 97, 98 that he used to be able to dial up. And he's still kind of getting there. And I personally don't know if he needs to throw 97, 98 because the arm issues he's had. But this is about location, and I mentioned it to you guys off the top. Corbin Carroll, the first batter of the game last night, gets 95, 96 down the middle on a four-seam fastball and pops it up. But that was at that point, I go, this ain't good. And every ball, it seemed like, for the next couple of innings was hard to hit, and then suddenly they finally got to him again. Marte goes yard, Corbin Carroll goes yard. It just – you felt like things were getting out of hand. And a lot of times when he was hit hard, too many times if we looked at, like, let's say Raisel Iglesias, too many times has he thrown, you know, some of his pitches that have been just off the plate and they get tagged. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, he's making good pitches. Mm-hmm. He's just not keeping guys off balance, but he's making good pitches. Spencer Strider wasn't doing either one last night. He's not keeping guys off balance. He's a couple of times you do the curveball and you're like, okay, not expecting that. But it felt like the scouting report on him, or maybe he's tipping his pitches or something. Because every time he threw one, it was down the middle and he was getting whiplash from having to turn his head around too fast and watch that thing sail out of the ballpark.
It felt like they had his number, like from first pitch.
Yeah,
absolutely. And when you talk about Spencer Strider right now and what he looks like, you said it, Mike, it doesn't look like he has any power, which is a real problem for Spencer Strider because he is a power pitcher to
Quadzilla.
The T. Quadzilla, exactly. So when he doesn't have those power on those pitches and he's not, and he, like you said, he wasn't really good last night at locating his fastball, because it's one thing if you can, if Spencer Strider last night could at least locate his fastball a little bit better, put it in, you know, the inside corner or down, like, you know, outside corner. It would have been better if he was better at locating his fastball. But with your power not being all the way there, it's not like you can just blow guys away right now. And with him not being able to locate his fastball, that's why we got the result last night of him giving up those three homers. And it's like, man, it didn't even look like you were close to anywhere where you should be right now. And then his slider wasn't really working and hasn't been working. So it seems like the mechanics are off. Obviously doesn't have all the power he needs to have right now. And so that's where the struggles are, unfortunately, coming
from. Yeah, and I think that's just going to be something we're going to continue to have to live with when it comes to getting Spencer Strider to the middle of June. And look, I don't want him to use too much arm. It's just at this point, when you look at Spencer Strider, I'm more terrified about the long term with Spencer Strider than I am right now. I'm like, dude, you know what? I think the division is probably a ship that has sailed. Let's just keep Spencer Strider decently healthy for the remaining of this season. Hopefully the bats get hot.
Well, and he's just as concerned as we are, because last night in the presser after the game, he did discuss the rehab process and getting his velocity back to where he wants it. I mean, that's exactly what we all want. So let's hear from him.
I think it's just producing velocity with my body. I don't think I'm moving particularly fast. I don't think I'm getting into my lower half the way I need to. I think the rehab process is just a very slow-moving, repetitive series of low-effort throws. And, you know, having done it twice now, you know, that's kind of always the challenge coming out of what is the on-paper rehab process, is adding back in full-effort throws. So, you know, I think it's just going to be, you know, reps and finding different ways in the weight room and, you know, in the bullpen and wherever I can to practice the movement patterns I need and, you know, just get more consistent.
And he sounds so downtrodden.
You can kinda hear like, the he's look like, on his face dude, by his voice. Yeah.
He sounds so just like, you know, I don't know the answers. But I think the good thing is I feel like he does know the answers. Like, I feel like that it's one of those things you need to replicate arm slot, mechanics to get the location back. He's just throwing too many. It's like I've said all day, throwing too many pitches down the middle. Mm-hmm. And it's a frustrating thing to watch as a fan, because you're like, yeah, dude, that wasn't, I don't know where you're trying to locate that. I can look at, you know, I can look at the glove of the catcher, but that wasn't it. And that thing is, you want to talk about exit velo, which we've talked about on this station a lot of time, a lot of back and forth in this city about exit velocity over the last few days. Yeah, there was no question on a couple of those last night, and it seemed like they had his number more times than not.
Well, tonight they get another shot. We've got Chris Sale pitching for us tonight, so it might be a little bit different of a game.
Yeah, hopefully it will. Chris Sale has been the get-right guy in the rotation for some time now, and he's carried that burden well, at least for the last month plus. Speaking of carrying a burden, I don't know if you rode in today in the W Sauce Kia, but it's time for the Dylan edition of Life is Quit.
Yep. Little W Sauce, Baron Burton's.
Dude, shout out I to was my- like, please say yep as your first word, and sure enough, it came flying out of your mouth. Yep.
Yep. Little Baron Burton's. Shout out to them. I'm going to actually have a bear on tomorrow, I believe, when Squidbilly is back to unveil some new products that Baron Burton's is coming out with. Shout out to them for hooking us up with a little Everyday Hot Sauce the other day, too. The Everyday Hot Sauce is great, by the way. I really do. Ding. I do
ding.
Really love the Everyday Hot Sauce. But they got some other good products that they're going to be talking about tomorrow as well. You can get all those, by the way, ding, in the 5-ounce bottles in your local Publixes. So, Baron Burns also. We got the Owl Inn Lager, official lager of Kennesaw State Athletics. Hootie-hoo!
Let me pause you right there. Did you just use the plural of Publix?
Publixes?
Is that a thing?
Publi? I don't know.
Publicy?
Publicy?
I don't know. Sure, anyways, yeah, keep going.
Rule is, okay. So, do you guys remember the snack wrap that McDonald's used to have?
100%.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I love it. So, McDonald's announced yesterday, and keep these times in mind, by the way.
Dang.
Yesterday, they put out on Twitter, snack wrap back 7/10/25. That was at 9:33 a.m.
Okay.
Wow.
1:32 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Popeyes.
No.
Announces they're coming with a snack wrap. 1:32 p.m. Just straight up stealing the thunder of McDonald's.
No.
You couldn't let them have their moment, Popeyes?
And look, everybody has been begging for the snack wrap to come back because the snack wraps were goaded. So, real quick.
As the youth say, they were smacking.
They were bussing, smacking, all of it.
All right.
So this brings me to a quick question I have for you guys. If you remember, we had kind of the chicken sandwich wars back a couple of years ago with Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, when they brought in their chicken sandwich, and
people fought
McDonald's
over
as well. People fought over those.
Yeah.
So now we got a snack wrap war between McDonald's and Popeyes. One question, it's actually a two-parter. One question, are you guys going to be partaking in said snack wrap war that is ensuing? And was there any other food war like Chick-fil-A fries versus McDonald's fries, Whopper versus Big Mac? Has there been any other food debate that you two have been very heated about in the past?
I will 1,000% take part in the snack wrap wars. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out. Like anything that is in a wrap. Breakfast burrito.
Yes.
I'm all over this life.
Same.
I'm just telling you. As a matter of fact, Hardee's just swung back through with the breakfast burrito. It's on time.
I seen that. That looks good, too.
So good. So, yes, I will be partaking. I can't really think of, like, any food wars that I've been a part of. Chicken sandwich is obviously a thing, but I didn't go out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'll wait till the second round of this.
Yeah. I just always feel the panic when there is something new that's outrageous. Like, I forget who had, like, the mac and Cheeto. It was like
I remember that.
Yeah, who was that?
That was either like a Taco Bell. I think it was like a Taco Bell or I don't think it was McDonald's. I think it might have been Taco Bell. But anywho,
when these restaurants come out with these like ostracities, like that's when I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
They put that urgency on it because it's for a limited
time. Make
a
word, ostracities.
Atrocities.
It's an atrocity in outer space. An ostracity.
So close.
Yeah. No, the mac and what did you the mac and what was it called the mac and Cheeto.
And Cheeto.
Okay, I don't know where that was.
Oh, you know what? That was Burger King. I think
was it
Burger King actually that did
like,
that.
You know what I will say? And look, I don't look down on Taco Bell. I'm a fan. Like anything
they
with
got
rap.
Chicken
like
nuggets. Now speaking of Taco Bell,
yeah, but that's my point. Taco Bell's always doing too much. Like I mean, you know what I mean? Like do what you do.
They
and do
deliver
it well.
Though when they do it though.
And you know what's crazy? They're like open right now serving tacos. Like straight up. Like when you get off today, like you could swing by Taco Bell.
Get you a 12-pack.
Yeah, it's crazy. But they're just doing too much with their menu sometimes. I'm like, how many, like, you know, there's only so much you can do with, you know, just blending Doritos and with, you know, whatever taco or getting, you know, a different flavor
of
Mountain
Dew. Don't you disrespect the Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm just saying that, like, it's like every 6 months there's a new announcement about that. Hey, Cheetos chicken fries. You're like, what? Like, I don't even know what that even means.
There's a Taco Bell that I run by every day, and it cracks me up because their sign says, open till 1 a.m. or later.
Yeah.
Well, how late?
I don't know.
How late?
It could be a fourth meal.
30 minutes? Are we talking 2 a.m.? What are we doing here?
As long as there's somebody in the drive-thru.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I am very excited for said Snack Wrap Wars, and I will definitely be partaking.
Now, are you, and we got to get a break because we're going to have Joe Patrick here to talk about the Falcons OTAs. Are you, like, what sauce are you on the Snack Wrap? Is it ranch?
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard?
1,000% honey mustard.
I don't know about that.
At cookout, the honey mustard chicken wrap, oh, my goodness.
That's like fifth
Must
place.
Must have man. Every time.
Fifth
place?
Like fifth place? Yeah. I mean,
Crazy.
Like, I'm just talking about in sauces in general, which this could be a top five list. Zaxby's sauce.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Barbecue sauce. Ranch sauce. Then I might get the honey mustard. Maybe.
I put honey mustard over ranch in particular. I'm not mad at the ones you said beforehand, but honey mustard over ranch all day long.
That's just
because only some ranches are good.
Ranch
all honey mustards are usually good.
Ranch is pretty basic.
Thank you, Allie.
Ketchup is basic, okay? Ranch is
ranch
a deluxe.
Ranch is basic, bro. Okay. Ranch is basic.
Oh, y'all need to go somewhere.
The three Chipotle most basic ranch? The three most basic sauces are ketchup, mustard, and ranch.
No cap.
I'm gonna spend the next 3 minutes while we're on commercial break picking myself up off the floor about what you just said. All right? And when we do that, and when I come back and I finally peel myself off the floor and get my chair, we will have Joe Patrick in studio. We're going to ask him about the skirmish at Falcons OTAs. Just a couple of days ago. Make sure you stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week.
there's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 8:42 here on the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Dylon hanging out with you this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's welcome in Falcons Insider. Do you like the term insider?
Oh,
insider.
I guess I've gotten used to it, but it was very jarring to hear at first.
Bo, you know, when we started the show, Bo was introduced in the opening to the morning shift as radio guru, Bo Morgan, and he despised that term. I don't like when he calls me All-American, so that's why he does it every single day. Calls me All-American. I'm like, dude, it just sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds ridiculous.
I guess guru sounds too zen
For Bo, 100%. Yeah, he's not a guru whatsoever.
I want to talk to you about the OTAs, but we do this thing called Which One Wednesday. I got a couple to throw at you.
Okay.
Flavor of Powerade, blue or orange?
Orange. Although I would say I'm you know, I responded to that quickly because I'm really an orange Gatorade guy.
Okay.
Same thing.
It is mostly the same thing, so I'll stick with the orange Powerade. Wow. But blue Powerade has some juice behind it.
Yeah. Better date spot, Truist or Mercedes Benz?
Ooh, I'd say Truist. More just because of the battery.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Better town, Duluth or Fayetteville?
You're
like, there are no right answers here.
Careful here, Joe.
Yeah, some of us were raised in these cities.
I'll go with Duluth.
Yes.
I'll go with Duluth.
All right.
Go Wildcats.
Quickly, where would you rather be seated? So Bo went last night to Metallica, as did Mike Bell.
Okay.
Bo was seated in like the VVIP suite last night.
Is that why
night.
Bo's not here this morning?
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly right. The VVIP suite last night on like the 50 with the sushi bar and all that kind of stuff. Mike Bell, like, 10 feet off the stage getting sweat on by the, you know, the guitarist. Yeah. Which one would you rather sit in? The VVIP where you have like somebody waiting on you, or would you rather be about 10 feet off the stage?
Oh, for Metallica, I feel like I need to be 10 feet off the stage. Right? But it depends on the artist, I think.
All right, last one. How about this one? Mexican food or Greek food? Which one?
Oh man, this is really tough. Yeah. This is really tough. Because it kind of depends on like, do I have somebody with me? Where am I going to be after
what
this?
Day of the week?
That's a very good point.
I'm going to go with Greek food. I've actually been on a little bit of a Greek food kick.
Wow, man.
Sounds but like I love I won Mexican which
food's
one tough.
Wins. All right, really good. One final one. This is not even a which one because there's like five options. What's the best sauce to put on chicken fingers or chicken wrap? What's the best sauce? The best sauce. You can pick any of them.
All right, so I guess my go-to would be a Caesar dressing.
Whoa!
Dude, yeah.
I did not, like, that's but not even in the top 10 for me.
I think, you know, I just got, like, a bottle of the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And that is, like,
very crack. Solid.
See, that's there's, like, something about, in there that is addictive.
I went, like, Zaxby's sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce, ranch, barbecue, and then, you know, you keep going to Buffalo. You can keep going on from there. But so, Polynesian's cool.
Just real quick, can you please explain to Mike that ranch is basic?
Basic.
Ranch is a basic sauce.
It does not belong next to ketchup.
It's
no.
Mustard, ketchup, and ranch. The three most basic sauces.
I used to love ranch, and I think as I've gotten older, you know, I've grown up, Dylan, I've matured a little bit in my life. And
I will not let y'all do this to me right now.
But, you know, that's
I still
how,
do like ranch. But
that's
like
how
it.
You get kids to eat carrots is ranch
right,
dressing.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. So, Mike, did you put ranch on pizza just real quick? Did you put
100%.
Yeah.
Is this even a question?
You look like a guy that put ranch on pizza.
Speaking of, I have a thing with carrots. I don't know if anybody else has this. I like cannot eat them anymore without gagging. Like when I chew them, it still feels like I'm just small chunks of carrot when I'm trying to swallow it. It's like I can't like
never had that issue.
Are you supposed to chew like 24 times and then it'll be fine?
Maybe I'm just not chewing enough.
I used to have that problem with celery though. And it's like all stringy. I'm man, can't get
soluble
that
and insoluble fibers. Stomach.
All right, we've probably wasted enough of your time. Appreciate you hanging out with us in the studio today. You were at Fire Branch yesterday.
Monday. I'll never forget.
I was going to say, I'm getting lost in the weeds when it comes to days of the week right now. Yeah. You were out at Flower Branch on Monday. You will never forget it, is what you said.
That's right.
Do you want to highlight why?
No. I won't go into that. Okay. I won't go into that. It was an interesting day. Okay. I mean, we saw a training camp, not even training camp, it's OTA scuffle. Have you ever seen this, Mike? And a non-padded practice?
Yes.
Because it was like a scuffle that stopped practice.
May or may not have been a part of this.
The whole team gathered around Raheem Morris after the scuffle. You may or may not have been part of it.
Apparently Mike's a fighter. I learned this week.
I had this gear, man, that I just felt like that it needed to be got to. And I was told to calm down after a while. I was like, dude, you're doing too much. Just calm down. No need to throw
it. Raheem seemed pissed about it, by the way. Like a lot of fans, when it was reported, they're like, yeah, this is great. Love to see this fiery spirit. And you know, the coaches really don't like this stuff.
Well, and I think Raheem looks at it right from you're one punch thrown away from a broken knuckle for your starting guard or your starting nose guard or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Well, and how rare is that to happen in that kind of practice?
You expect them to happen in training camp, you know, especially like when you've been practicing against each other for a while. Yeah, and the pads are on, of course, so there's more physical contact. You know, I haven't been covering the NFL for too long, only a few years, but I'd never seen this happen in non-padded OTAs.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. We kind of tried to break it down. I was like, you know, I wonder what drill they were doing. Do you know what drill there was? It was a one-on-one pass rush?
No, it was a team thing. They were in a team session.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it was David Onyemata and Matthew Bergeron looked like in the middle of it. Which, by the way, if you don't know, like those are the two guys I would have guessed. If you were told me two starters are involved in the scuffle, those are the two. That. Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about Matthew Bergeron. I want to talk about this offense line. Ryan Neusel back in the fold. Some of the conversation from some of the sound we played yesterday was about Bijan Robinson talking about, hey, no more 30-yard runs, 60-yard runs. It seems like there's been a focus on more explosive plays, both in the passing game. We talked about Darnell Mooney, some of his comments last week about that. Have you seen any of that where you – and I know it's hard to see from your vantage point, but is there a point where you look at Bijan and they're – coming out of the red zone where there's 80 yards to go down the field and Bijan's like finishing his run at the goal line. Julio used to do that where he would always make sure he got to the goal line on the end of the field. Anything you've seen from Bijan or any of those guys really in terms of explosives?
I think Jerry Rice was also famous for like taking every single practice pass all the way to the other end of the field. Honestly, I haven't really seen anything like it, but it's something that I think all the offensive coaches and players are talking about. Honestly, Dwayne Ledford has talked about it too and talking about how, you know, obviously a lot to ask to like break more 60-yard, you know, house called touchdowns, but that is kind of on the offensive line to take care of that as much as possible. And I think Bijan with his athletic skills, you know, I think that everybody's confident that he can do that. And it's kind of funny that Bijan mentioned, he's like, we were sixth in the NFL last year in total offense. Not good enough, not good enough. And they were talking about how they need to improve, but it was kind of striking, like, oh, they were sixth in offense last year?
And I do, and I think the thing to point out is I think that was the reason that Bijan was originally drafted, is because you had Tyler Allgeier, and we're all like, well, you got a 1,000-yard running back. But you wanted the home runs. You didn't necessarily want the Tyler Allgeier 8-yarders. You're like, dude, you have to have explosive plays in the NFL these days, and that's why he was drafted.
And that's exactly what Arthur Smith, how he described him in the post-draft press conference after they drafted him. He said he's a home run hitter.
Yes.
And, yeah, they want those home runs.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, and A.J. Terrell was talking about James Pierce Jr. and taking him under his wing, kind of Raheem's idea. That's a unique relationship with a corner and an edge. What have you seen between vets and rookies out at OTAs? What's that relationship like?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think that Raheem does a great job of trying to foster that kind of mentorish type of relationship between the guys. And he even just talked about last year when Michael Penix came in. It used to be the case, I know in previous coaching staffs, that the open lockers was kind of like, you know, whichever ones are open, the next player who signed kind of gets to choose wherever they want to be. But he said it was a conscious decision by them to put Michael Penix next to Jesse Bates in the locker room. And consciously not next to Kirk Cousins, because they're going to spend a lot of time together in the quarterback room. But to have a player on the opposite side of the ball who can kind of, you know, maybe give them a perspective that they might not otherwise get so often, I think has been really good for Mike. And I think that for these two guys, I mean, it's interesting that it's not, you know, different sides of the ball, but it is very different positions between being a corner and being a, you know, speed rusher. But, you know, both are involved in the passing. Passing
we defense, both need, I suppose. We need both of them to be really good.
Yeah. And Raheem said, you know, they just have kind of similar personalities, which is interesting because I think everybody has great respect for AJ and his personality. And the fact that James Pierce Jr. was like slated in the pre-draft press, the pre-draft process for these quote unquote personality issues. But that hasn't seemed to be a problem whatsoever so far.
Yeah. I love to hear that. And look, I think the mentor mentee thing, he's doing a great job kind of cultivating that. I can't wait to see kind of how that goes as far as, you know, Jesse Bates with Xavier Watts and, you know, whatever else. It's just, it is interesting to Allie's point that you see an edge in a corner. It's like, yeah, I can't. And hopefully that means that, you know, James Pierce is one of those guys that already has his sack celebration lined up. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's AJ Terrell,
he's a confident
obviously. Confident guy. All right, so in terms of vocal leadership, that's all, another thing I want to hear. A lot of times in situations like this, and we heard from Divine Diablo earlier, and he was like, hey, I've got to earn the right to kind of be a leader on this defense. We don't really know what his role is going to be, but just in terms of overall being out there and getting the vibe of this team, Jesse Bates is that guy. I know Caden Ellis has been that guy. I'm curious on that defensive front, though. Is this David Onyemata's defensive front? Because Grady Jarrett's no longer there.
Right, right. I've always felt like for the defensive front here, there's like an opportunity for these guys to kind of carve their own, like, you know, identity basically into what this Falcons defense is. It feels like when you move on from a player who's been around for so long, who kind of controls, you know, controls like the way that people operate in the locker room and stuff, that things can just be changed, maybe be a little livelier. They are younger guys and there are some bigger personalities. Like Rook, you know, is a guy who didn't get to play a lot, but he's like a fun-loving, kind of jovial personality. And so that's how a lot of these guys are, a lot of these younger guys. And Grady was like a very serious guy, you know, and he was a leader by example, that type. So I think there's definitely an opportunity for some of these guys to kind of come out of their skin a little bit, but more so just like take ownership of, you know, their role on the team and being one of those leaders.
It is funny. I always looked at it like there was going to be words said. No matter who it was, there's going to be words said. And it's just like when a guy like Grady Jarrett leaves, there's a void of words being said. Somebody will fill it.
Yeah. Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They a lot of times, and you're on a good team, the void will be filled by good players. Right. Yeah, it's like you want a good, but not always. Like I've been on bad teams where it's like, dude, shut up, man. Shut up.
The loudest God's voices sake, are going to win.
So I've seen that that thing kind of too.
Yeah.
Just to finish up, we did hear from a number of players, obviously, and one of the things that stuck out to me, Ryan Neuzel spoke, and Chris Lindstrom spoke as well. Now, I made fun of it because if you go to Atlanta Falcons website, it's like Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and others talk to the media. Yeah. I'm like, dude, what is the deal? It's just frustrating, but I love hearing from those guys. It sounded to me like Chris Lindstrom was genuinely happy for Ryan Neuzel, which I love to hear.
I think they almost like see him like as like a brother, like a younger brother.
I got that vibe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because they came in even like, you know, similar times. Yeah. And I think they all just have respect, you know, offensive linemen, especially just given the position and how there's no notoriety in any way for a UDFA to kind of come in and improve over time. I think they're all happy to see that. And it's funny because one of my first days ever covering the Falcons, Arthur Smith, the then coach, referred to the scout team offensive line as Newsflash and the Boys. And it sounds like a band or something. And so I had to ask Lindsay, I was like, are you just part of the Boys now? Are you just part of Newsles News group Flash here now? Boys. So yeah, they're all really excited.
I love to hear that, man. Anything else standing out to you out there before we let you go?
No, that's about it.
What's the weather been like, man?
It's been pretty nice. Actually, it was cold and rainy the first week, and then yesterday was more like proper OTA.
That's the first thing I always want to know when we talk about OTAs, because you want to talk about the vibe being high. You can always tell if the vibe's going to be high or not based on the weather. Like, how hot
the
is
vibes
it?
Were higher when the weather was better.
Yeah, when you get to like the 85 degree mode, you're like, dude, this is gonna be a bad day out there. Like, that's when the skirmishes start, right? Anyways, man, appreciate you hanging out with and jumping back in. Thanks with us. That's Joe Patrick, the insider, as he likes to be called, giving us the latest on Flowery Branch. We do have to go. You got the Steakhouse that's coming up next. They're going to have Chipper Jones on. I'm sure that the conversation around Freddy Gonzalez will be brought up. And as always, Chipper Jones is going to give you a good answer. So I can't wait to hear that. I am Mike. That is Allie. That is Dylan. There is no Squidbilly, but he will be back in the fold tomorrow. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. And until tomorrow, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.